cultivating our hearts. The autumn, with its ripening fruits and waving harvest, is now with us. We see on every hand the results of the farmer's toil and forecast in the springtime. Then it was that he broke up the soil, sowed the seed, pruned his trees, and guarded the tender plants. Now we see the ripening crops. The trees are bending with golden fruit, and abundance rewards the farmer's toil. But suppose in spring the farmer had left the soil unturned, the seed unsown, the trees untrimmed, and everything neglected. What would now be the result? We should see nothing but barren fields, overrun with weeds and briars, and the farmer would feel that a winter of want and distress was before him. And let us remember that the autumn of life will come on apace, and that what we now sow, we shall then reap. If we would reap an abundant harvest, and gather precious fruit, and secure an autumn of plenty and prosperity, we must now, in the springtime of life, be diligent and careful in cultivation of our hearts. We must form only those habits which will produce good fruits. Our acts must be noble, our thoughts and our words must be pure, and our feelings must be kind. As we now sow, we shall then reap. If we sow to the wind, we shall reap the whirlwind.